That's the only way we're going to get a change of pace if you get a change of pace up here. Sure would be wonderful if I could stand before the congregation and see some improvement in your hearing. Because if you don't hear well, you're not going to change. You're not even going to try. And the last 2 years I've been hollering at you saying, "You're not hearing me." And then when I do like that, then you'll start defending yourself. I can tell you right now, you're not hearing me. If I give you a little break, you know what you would say? "I hear you." Sure you would. Are you getting to know me? Well, I know you. Once in the stillness of this late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord. I fell on my knees. I glad you were there. Oh, you don't have to look so solemn. I almost promised myself I wouldn't talk to him anymore.
Bless you, Jesus.
I don't want to talk to y'all. Because we are not aware, fully aware of the time. We think we still have time. Time for what? Everybody, the preppers, the politicians, the preachers, you better be ready. And I would say to them, "Ready for what?
Yes.
Huh? What are you getting ready for?"
That's right.
Oh, you store food. Make sure you got your insurance policy taken care of. Get some guns.
That's right.
You get ready. Well, I got a little get ready for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Jesus getting us ready.
Amen.
For that great day.
Amen.
And who shall be able to stand? Standing on the promises
of Christ my King. Through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ my Savior.
People, I don't care who you are. I just as I come out of the house, I clip. Well, we're over here in Augusta. Oh, thank God He made the way. Sister so and so said she thanks God. And she hopes to come soon. I sure hope we can get to the point that I can say I'm glad to see you. Mm-hmm. I'm not glad to hear that. No. I sure hope we can get to the point where the Lord says, I'm so glad to see you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
See, you don't know what I'm talking about. Have you heard about my trip to Switzerland? Huh? You hear the last part of it? Huh? Did you hear about my trip to Switzerland? You my good friend.
You didn't stay.
Did you hear about my trip to Switzerland? And I go through a whole rigmarole with it, don't I? Because I was, in my 40s. And I was offered by a millionaire a free trip to Switzerland. All expenses paid. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was coming up, Switzerland was a... most people could never even think about getting there. You ever stop to think about Switzerland? Went through two wars and never touched them. Do you ever stop thinking about things like that? Right in the middle of wars. Why? Because it's the financial center of the world.
Amen.
When I was in Switzerland, I told you this. I was driving, they put me on a train. Oh, I'm sorry, I can see you're already bored. Yeah, we heard you tell it before, but did you really hear? Did you really hear? I was dumbstruck because I never thought I'd ever get to Switzerland. And here I just, a fellow named Chris. I don't hear anybody saying, tell us again.
Tell us again.
I don't hear anybody tonight. Yeah. I'd gone to Boston for years, just like I went to New York for years. For years. Right down the street from you. Right. Right in your neighborhood.
Praise God.
Like Brother Passion. Right.
Right on time, amen.
I still remember the sermon I preached in Queens. You inspire me, aren't you? See, just thinking about it. What would you have done if you was a young man like that, and somebody offered to pay you away to Switzerland. Post-paid, top-notch, first class.
God ordained.
I turned them down. I said no. He couldn't understand it. His name was Chris Snyder. I've been going to Boston for 10 years, every month. He lived right down south of Boston. Never came to my meeting. Didn't even know he was there. Then I went north of Boston, put up a tent, living in that Shasta trailer out there. Have you seen a look at that Shasta trailer? I lived in that.
Amen.
Thought when God gave me that, I thought I had a mansion. I had my radio equipment in there, my mail answering equipment in there. That was bought for me in Homestead, Florida. Brother Chris bought it for me. Boy, and I Lord have mercy. No air conditioning in it?
No worries.
But boy, I moved on up. Got a lot better sleeping in the van.
Amen.
Hey, folks, you're not even intelligent enough to take me on.
No.
You don't have the mind.
No.
Now I'm going to tell a story. But if you don't hear, I turned Chris down. Now, how did I even find Chris? I told you that story. I'd been going to Boston for years. He lived right down the road. Never came to my meeting. Now I go north of Boston, put up the tent with the little Shasta. And the first night of the meeting, I step out of the pulpit to a 4x8 plywood pulpit. And sitting on the front row was a strange man. I didn't know him. I walked over. All I said to him was, God bless you, Chris. Pull away.
Amen.
Please stop it. Stop this willingly ignorant. I was glad to have him. At the service, he walked up and gave me $100. $100 at that time? Why, sometimes I preach a whole week and we get that. I said to him, I asked him his name. I asked him, why you give me $100? Didn't know him. And here's the story he told me. He said, I've heard you on the radio several times saying you're a prophet. You know, you've heard me say it. Do you believe it? I've heard God speak for years and years saying he's God. I wonder how many folk believe it. He said, I woke up this morning and heard you was up here in the tent. Now, he was a fair religious guy. He was raised in the Lutheran church in Switzerland. His family owned all kind of property. He's the one that took me up the mountain to ski. I wouldn't ski. he tried to teach me skiing, and those skis are so big, and I just couldn't make it. And there was little kids over there that said, they're going every which way. They're raised on skis. Now, I'm going to tell a story whether you like it or not. Then maybe I'll try to tell you why we observe these feast days. Because most people don't know why. We change them to Easter. We change them to Sunday.
Amen.
Memorial Day. Yeah. And most of us, at one time in our life, paid homage to
them.
Yeah. You ever go to church on Sunday? Whoever thought about it years ago, not to go to church on Sunday. You church your own people? Chris said to me, he said, when I heard you on the radio this morning, I said, God, I'm going to go up and see him. He said, if he is a prophet, let him call my name. Hello, Chris.
Amen.
What's your name?
Amen.
Chris Snyder.
Amen.
So you gave me $100.
Amen.
Then he began to stay with me in different places. He bought the farm in Alabama. He bought the farm that people tried to steal from me. He was a rich family. He gave me money. You just won't quit, will you? What are we doing? Well, you're hardening. The Bible told you the day you hear the voice. So soften up. Come on. Come here. Come here. Oh, I'm trying to stir your comfort.
No.
Now harden up, okay? Oh, come on. Heart, you so hard. Come on, soften up here. See, I give you an example. Go back over and sit in your seat. Or go stand against the wall. We even got her a special seat. She calls it a donut. No? Look where she put a donut. On her butt. One day Chris changed me. He told me, he said, my family's very wealthy. We have several villas in Switzerland. He said, I'm going home for a visit. Would you like to go with me? Whew. Oh boy. I said, no. Well, no. What? Why not? And I don't go anywhere like that. If I go, I'm going to preach. I'm not going to go there as a visitor.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, you folk won't budge, will you?
Thank you, Lord.
Hard-headed, stubborn people. willingly ignorant. It's like the two sisters had come in. I didn't know where they're going to come. We're on the bus, we're over in Augusta. Where'd they go? How do you? 9 o'clock, we don't get in, see? Oh, praise the Lord! Now, they'll probably do the same thing that Sister Lois did last night. They'll pull in somewhere. You can't do it down here. The bus don't stop down there. Not anymore. You can't stop in Orangeburg or... So whenever they get in, they're going to... Nobody's going to be looking for them. And then when they get here, I promise you, they're coming to stay. Oh, sister, had up. She told you she's going to make her way to them, too. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. See, the only reason I tell you these stories is because this is the way God would lead me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I wouldn't go. I just would. Now, I don't know why you folk aren't amazed at that.
Thank you, God.
Would you turn down a trip to Switzerland, all expenses paid, in luxury?
No.
Would you?
No.
Can you know, a visit? Why, you say nobody even offered me one. Would you turn down one? Huh?
Not at 40.
They said not to get.
I turned them down. He asked me why. I said, look, I'm a preacher. Do you understand how many times I preached in my life? Do you understand how many hours? How many hours have I preached today? How many hours? Hours. And I'll say this to you. There's never been a man, not even Jesus, not even Paul, who has preached as much as this last day prophet has preached. Hours. And then I'll say to you, but God has chosen by the foolishness of preaching, and I'm foolish enough to preach. If I get a bunch of fools to hear, now I'm laughing again. Now, I didn't used to do that too much, laugh like that. But ever since God showed me, he's laughing at us.
Amen.
70 years.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
7.
I got down to Deland, Florida. Put the tent up. And I got Western Union from him. He's a brother there. Because I told him, you give me some places to preach, I'll come.
Amen.
So he sent me, I got some places to preach. Ticket at Orlando.
Amen.
Look, people, don't hurt yourself. Don't sit here like this. Go somewhere. See, I know you can't change. But you're not crying out to God for a change.
Hallelujah. Lord.
A leper can't change his spots. So you're going to stop being a leper. Come on, people. A hard heart can't stop itself up. So you got to say, search me, oh God.
Oh, yes.
Know my heart. And then soften it up.
Yes.
Well, if you got a hard heart, you can't just tap it. You got to soften it up. You got
it.
Well, we went to Switzerland. It was in Switzerland where I was telling you, for the first time in my life, I never even knew it. The Swiss have an army. And a very... So it's a strong army that nobody even thinks about attacking it.
Amen.
When they fought wars all around them, but they never touched Switzerland. They have an air force.
Glory to God.
I was riding the train, and all of a sudden I looked over, and there was one of them big old mountains. It just rolled back. This is back happened. This is not recently. It's back 40 years ago.
Amen.
And as I was riding this train, this side of the mountain opened up. The whole side of it opened up. And all of a sudden, fighter planes. Secret, aren't they? That's why people put their money there. Secret bank accounts.
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that. That's right. What do you know? You don't know truth when you hear it, do you? But you know a whole lot of lies.
Thank you,
Father. Did you know what I just said? That was 40 years ago. I'm talking about the Swiss Air Force. Powerful jets come out of the side of their mountain. Now Switzerland is divided up into three parts. The Italian part, the German part, and the Swiss part. What did this have to do with it? It was a magnificent place. And Chris, he would take me around because I told him I had to preach. He took me to a high mountain. Said, "You want to ski?" He went up. He one morning said, "I'm going up to ski." He said, "I'll see you this evening." Took him all day. Come down that mountain. I went up halfway with him until I got a cable cars. And I went up halfway with him. And I went through the crowd. I looked near the crowd down there.
Amen.
You don't believe me.
Amen.
Come on, he was trying to give me a good time. Stay in fine places. And everywhere we go, he would take me into an elite place where they had tea leaf readers, palm readers, face readers, preachers.
All right. Oh, God.
He took me one time to a mountain, and I looked down over the cliff, and there was a guru with a loincloth on. Weather was 20 below zero. I was all bundled up. Old Chris hollered down. "Yeah, Chris, I'll be right up." This old guy's about that tall. He got up. All he had was a loincloth. And he came up, and Chris says, "I got a property. Would you like to talk to him?" "Yeah, the old guru, he likes to talk, you know." I said to him, "You're not cold." He said, "No." Mind over matter. Boy, oh boy. How much does your mind matter? How much does your mind take over the matter? Now I'm telling you all of that because finally he took me back to Zurich. Took me down to the elite area where they had a bunch of palm readers, tea leaf readers, where people come from all over the world as a fortune told over there. Set me down with two or three of them and finally set me down in front of them. What he told me was the number one tea leaf reader that folk would pay hundreds of dollars for.
Thank you, Lord.
I sat down, he poured me a cup of tea.
Thank you, Father.
Man, he paid for everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
His family was very rich.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Born
Yena. Thank you, Lord.
I know why you're being bored, because the devil don't want you to hear the last part.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
That's why you're bored with this ministry. The devil don't want you to hear the last part.
Amen.
The end of the matter.
Hallelujah.
So it does matter.
Yes.
We'll get to the end of the matter.
Hallelujah.
The end of it. It does matter that we get to the end of the matter. Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty. And then I got to break. break that down, because the commandments are just two, not ten. The Ten Commandments are Moses' commandments, but God's commandments are just two. Thou shalt love
the
Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And the second is likewise. Boy.
Amen.
The last one made me mad because she filled my cup and I drank it to eat, and the leaves were in the bottom, so she dumped it out in the plate and she sits there and she starts reading my fortune off these leaves. And she was commending me. That is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that witch of Endor. remember with the Saul?
Saul.
And you know what the witch did? Saul said, I'd like to talk to Samuel. And she said, okay. And Samuel come right up in front of him. Boy, the devil got some power. He's just not all power. Behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. The woman made me angry because I knew I shouldn't be messing with that.
Right.
So I jumped up and I ran outside. And I was walking up and down in front of that store. And Chris came out. I said, Chris, what the hell are you doing? Well, I said, Brother Sterry, you said you wanted a place to preach. So I take it to Walt. If I can remember it in the exact words, I take it to all of the highest spiritual leaders that we have in Switzerland. Took me to the church, to the pastors, took me to the tea leaf readers, gurus.
Amen.
And then I asked him a question. What are they saying? What are they saying about this little old guy? He said, everyone told him he's too high for us.
Glory.
We can't reach him.
Glory.
Is that your problem?
Glory.
But you can reach me. You know, Jesus is high and lifted up. But you can reach him.
Yeah.
And he can reach you. When my Savior
reached down for me, when he reached way down.
I wonder why I've done that. I wonder why I've done that. I wonder why I reached down for you. I wonder why I reached out for you. I never forgot that. Never. And that's my problem with you. I'm too high for you.
Amen.
I don't talk on the same level. What you getting the call for? Huh? Tell them to go to hell. I said that one time to one of them. They said, what? You heard me. Poor thing. You can't be tough on them, though. Because that's just a job for them people. So I try not to be too hard on them. No one used to do that work. And boy, it was terrible. Because the people treat them so mean sometimes. That's why the world had a hard time with me. I'm too high for them.
That's right. Amen.
God tamed up higher.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Another story.
Yes.
A woman called me from New York one day. The old saint of God. He and Brother Stare. I've seen you going higher.
Amen.
So I saw you in a vision and you were going up the stairs.
Yes.
Stairs.
Yes.
And she said, I said, you're going higher, Lord, we'll take you higher.
Yes.
Well, that was good. I enjoyed hearing that.
Amen.
She said, you were carrying two sheaves under your arm.
Glory.
Going higher. sang my heart.
Amen.
Bringing in the sheep.
Bringing in the sheep. We shall come rejoicing. Bringing in
the sheep. Now, will y'all do me a favor? I mean, since you're so bold and you really don't want to hear, why just go?
I know it.
Amen. No, that's it. Amen.
Glory to God.
But can't you say something good? Sure, we're going to go to heaven with God. I'm going to heaven. We're going up higher. For over, I wasn't even sure when I got out of prison that I was going to even be here for any services. So I very carefully would talk about it. Always wondering, am I going to really be here? But here I am.
Glory to God.
Amen. I'd tell people, come on. But then I have to sit there and say, am I going to be here? But you know what? I was here. It doesn't make no difference what I tell you, folks. You don't grasp the magnitude of what God is doing. You know, you think it's easy to save you. Especially when you're trying to save yourself. And you want to tell the Savior how to do it. Now, He tells you how to be saved. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek His face. Turn from your wicked ways? Nah, you ain't got no wicked ways, so you're right home free. How many times have I walked into the dining hall and you heard me cry out, why are you showing me iniquity? Well, where did He show it first? How do I know so much about iniquity? Here. That's where He showed it. It just doesn't do me any good, does it? Because you people are so...
Thank you, Lord.
Not all of you, but just one or two of you. See, we're just as hard as it can be, and nothing moves you.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? And then you'll say, oh, let nothing separate me from His love. And then you separate.
Thank you,
separate yourself from the love of God that's in each other. Now, I think I mentioned at one time I would tell why we observe the feast days. Jesus established the feast days beginning in very law. The first feast day established was the Sabbath.
Amen.
Stuck right in the middle of all the thou shalt not, thou shalt this, thou shalt that. Huh? Then he said this. He didn't say thou shalt or thou shalt not. He just said remember. So the feast days are given to us to remember. Of the times and seasons. If you remember, then we have no need to tell you about it. The first thing that God ever done with me was restore the Sabbath. And then, because I didn't go away the way the world sees it. One of the first things I had happened to me when I got on the radio was I was contacted by the Seventh Day Association, made up of all the churches in America who taught the Seventh Day Sabbath. They heard me say about keeping the Sabbath. Well, I'm going to tell you, I don't keep the Sabbath. The Sabbath keeps me. I don't keep myself in the love of God. The love of God keeps me in the love of God. Too high, huh? Too high, right?
Hallelujah.
We remember the Sabbath around here, but we don't keep it, not according to law.
No.
If you remember when Mr. Obama became president, he mentioned, how do we govern this nation? According to the law, where it says in the Bible, you put a little kid, stone a little kid who's stoned. That's right, that's what the law says. If you picked up a stone under Moses' law, they were supposed to put you to death.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you're doing it again.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever gone back and looked at all the things you had to do?
Thank you,
Jesus said you're stranger than that.
Hallelujah.
You swallow a camel.
Jesus.
How do you explain that? How can you stranger than that and then swallow a camel? How much stuff have you swallowed?
Amen. So true.
That's right.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
See what I'm not like? Then I'll say to you how God told me years ago, you will become the most hated preacher on the face of the whole earth. I thought, boy, isn't that nice? Huh?
Glory. Glory.
Then all at once, I begin to feel the action of hate.
Yes, Lord.
One thing started with my wife.
Jesus.
One day she said to me, your preaching don't do me any good no more.
Oh, bless you,
Jesus. Next thing out of her mouth, I hate you.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of hate is almost as powerful as the spirit of love.
Oh yes,
amen.
And when they conflict, one or the other is going to win. When these spirits come together, there is going to be a winner.
Amen.
Now, if you know about the spirit of love, it always wins.
Yeah.
Love never fails. Never loses.
Hallelujah.
I remember one day, Brother Mervin, when I was going through a hard time, he came banging on my door. Remember Brother Mervin?
Yes, sir.
What'd you say?
Love never fails.
Love never fails.
Glory.
That's all he said to me.
Glory.
He got so bold that night, banged on my door. Said, Brother, said, love never fails.
Glory, glory.
You're a man of love, so don't fail. You won't fail. Now it is able to keep you from failing or falling. Glory! Oh, we hard people. When love don't even move us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory.
Now, the feast days is something that God began in the beginning.
Amen.
There are times that are laid out of God's visitations.
Amen.
Jesus said to Jerusalem, you don't even know the time of your visitation.
Amen.
You're being visited by your God.
Amen.
You don't even know it. Oh, you think God visiting you? He'd like to make himself at home.
Amen.
He'd like to move right and say, that heavenly visitor comes and visits with you. We should say that too. We had a visit from heaven.
Amen.
Had a visit from God.
Yes.
The power of God was Paul. And we said, hey, God visited us. But we're living in a generation that's so reprobate. You know what a reprobate mind is? It's a mind that has no sense of judgment. Oh, we're good at judging, but we judge wrong. And that's not what judgment's used for. You don't use judgment to judge wrong. Christ is a judge. He don't judge you wrong.
No,
he just presents his righteousness to you. Well, now here I'm talking again. I some years ago, an old man that I dealt with for years and years came at the wrong time. He finally came here. And he said, this man is right in everything.
Amen.
He said, this man cannot lie.
Amen.
Can you make that testimony? Oh, I lied, huh? I'm talking about me. I had with you. We're complete together.
Amen.
Come on, people.
Amen.
We're one.
Yes. Amen.
What God says about me, says about you.
Hallelujah.
What He says about you, He says about me. He said, we are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
I told him not to take me on. He ain't smart enough. He might be smart, but he ain't wise enough. With some of you folk. Think you're wise, huh? You're wise in your own conceit, though. See? Wise in their own conceit. You know what conceit means. Please hold a lot of yourself. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Not afraid to speak evil of dignity. And in this place, I have been dignified.
Amen.
And because I've been dignified, you've been dignified.
Hallelujah.
Can you understand that God is right here with us?
Hallelujah.
Now, brothers, have you noticed tonight again? Isn't this something? They don't know what I mean. I even explained that. I really, you see folks start picking up the fans. It's too hot. And we got air conditioners.
Amen.
All you got to do is put the switch on.
Amen.
Poor Terry, a lot of folks put the switch on when they shouldn't. Boy, you focus something out. Can't see it far off. If we don't turn that on, it's going to get really hot. And are you the only one that can do it, Terry? That seems like you're the only one that does do it, though. Comfort ye, my people. Turn the air conditioner down. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No, not again. You mean a man can take honor to himself?
Yes.
No man taketh this honor unto himself. But, he that is called of God. I'm the last day prophet.
Amen.
I'm the final messenger.
Hallelujah.
This is the end.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Be my guest. I gotta wait too. But the end's coming.
Amen.
The end of all flesh. This is yours. Go back to the book. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great and all the earth. And God said, the end has come up before me. Violence, hatred. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it. I will destroy man. Here we find God declaring the end.
Amen.
In the very beginning.
Thank you, God.
When you're born, you know what your end is?
To die.
You're going to die.
Amen.
So the moment you're born, you start dying.
Amen.
And if we get to be the right kind of Christian, we die every day.
Amen.
Every day. So the more we die, the more He lives.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
What do I got to say? What in the world? Ah. That's why I talk about Teresa. Teresa was with me when I went to Russia. She was 8 months pregnant. 8.5 months. 6 days after we came back, Neil was born in that trailer over there. Nobody wanted to fly me. No ticket people wanted to give me a ticket. Nobody wanted to be responsible for a man with a wife 8.5 months flying across the country like that. Might have been in a plane. Well, if it was born in the plane, what citizen would it be? What nationality would it be?
Hallelujah.
If it was born over France or in Germany or in the Soviet Union. So nobody wanted to... Nobody. And I told you what I'd done. Because I was troubled. God had told me to go. How do you go? If I turn me down. So I went over to that trailer where Jess lives. And I spent 21 days there and nights on these grounds fasting. Do I take her with me? Do I postpone the trip? Do I really have to go? Boy, you folk aren't gonna do it, are you? God damn this house. Just wicked, wicked, stubborn, so stubborn. We're not gonna do nothing to encourage you, prophet. No, sir. You folk need to perfect listening. And the only way you can do that is by hearing. I just said a statement that's profound. How do you perfect listening? By hearing. Hear, O Israel. The Lord your God is one Lord. Somebody come teaching another Lord, he's a liar. Let him be accursed. The Apostle Paul said, my gospel. He had a gospel that Peter didn't know about. He had a gospel that even Jesus didn't know about. Look at him, look at me. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, I preach by revelation.
That's right.
Yeah. He said, I had things revealed to me that was hid from the foundation of the world. Wow! Peter didn't know it.
No.
Jesus didn't know it. Now, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, then I knew. Because that Holy Ghost is Christ in you.
Yes.
Christ lives
in me. Christ lives in me.
Gift that God gives us, the gift of help. The gift of help. I told you, there are several gifts in the Bible, but right at the end, it says helps. And that's the one God chose to use. He chose not miracles, not faith, he chose to help. Help. I will boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will. Now that's a tough one right there. Boy, I know what men can do to me. They can walk in that door tonight and take me right back to jail. If that thing don't work right, send a notice right to the sheriff's office. And according to a little contact, the sheriff should come out here and check it. Anybody remember the last time I had one on? How much time did the sheriff come? Nobody remembers. Boy, hey, folk, go home, go to bed. I remember when I was pouring down rain. Pouring down rain. Sheriff pulled up my driveway. Guard the monitor went off. The brother went out and talked to him. They said, he's in the house. Oh, we got to see him. So I stepped down the porch and said, here I am. Come here. Got to make sure it's you. That's what God wants to do with you. He wants to make sure it's you.
Amen.
He picked you out, and he wants to make sure you got the right one.
Hallelujah.
He'll even call you by your name.
Hallelujah.
To make sure it's you.
Hallelujah.
We got a sure God.
Amen.
Sure foundation.
Sure.
Sure rock of ages. Ozzy, let me find, who is you? I'll never forget one time I was down, going downtown with Christopher, and I forgot my bag, because at that time I had to carry a battery with me. And that's in there now, see, the new ones. So I had to always carry this little bag with a little box with me. What's wrong? Am I not describing it simple enough? Yeah, I carry a little box with me. And I'd gone to the bathroom, got up, went with Chris, and left the box in the bathroom. We're halfway downtown. And I, oh my God. So we had to whirl around, and boy, I was fortunate I got back before the thing went off. You know that Holy Ghost, he's going to go off.
Yes.
If you folk go astray, he's going to go whoop. He won't shout, he'll give you a shock. Ah, boy. Now, the feast days were time that God set out so we'd understand what time it is.
Amen.
The next one that's going to come is Passover.
Right.
And we talked so much about the Passover.
Amen.
Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
Hallelujah.
And he saw the before he went up there. He said to the disciples,
Lord,
and you get in the ship.
Yes, Lord.
And you pass over.
Amen.
There's your Passover.
Hallelujah.
There's your Passover.
Yes.
So when we commemorate Passover, it's reminding us that the Lord said, get in the ship and pass over. And of course, when that happened, you know what happened. Tribulation came.
Amen.
He's up there praying, and all he looked down, and he saw them in the ship. And the winds were contrary. They were not getting nowhere. They were not getting to the other side. The winds are contrary to us today. Our testimonies are contrary to the truth.
Yeah.
I'm going through. I'll pay the price. Just like others do. I'll take the way. Oh, when God told me I was going to be the most hated fellow, I said, boy, am I been honored. Yep. I watched my children hate me. I watched my family hate me.
Amen.
I've seen some of you hate me. Haters of good. Ever hate somebody else? Oh, I just dislike them. No. No, either love or hate.
Amen.
There is no middle road. Don't like me, huh? You either love or hate.
Amen.
Mm. You're not. There's no middle there. Either right or wrong, either in or out, either up or down. There's no middle road. Either have or you don't. Either right or you're not. That's your yay be yay. And your nay be nay. And then I say, please, don't do that. What about you? What about me? You watched me go through the A's and the A's.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
Father. A few weeks ago, he watched me give some. Two men came down by the truck to get the truck fixed. And I began to deal with them. One old guy started crying. I would say to him, you never met a man like me. He said, that's the truth.
Thank God.
Then I asked the brother how much he charged the man for the job. And Richard told me how much he's going to charge.
Amen.
But that ain't enough. Now, the man agreed to that.
Right.
It was very low. I said, Richard, you can get this job done downtown for this? I said to the man, that's why you come, because it's cheap. Use our lift. Use our brothers. You were on that one, Phil. How many hours did it take y'all? 4 hours. The guy sat there. Several times I went back to him. I said, brother, have you checked? Did you tell us, man, how much it's going to cost him? He looked at me and I said, yeah, I know why you come here. Because you've been told, or someone's told you, that we'll do the job. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's why you're here.
Amen.
So I told him to charge him so much. He said, I can't pay that much. Just stop it. They quit it. Quit fixing it. Then I looked at Richard and I said, look, don't charge him nothing. Just do the job. Then the man said, I said to him, is that all right with you? Oh, yeah. Then he almost said the same thing as people. I never met one like you. I said, we have church out here every Saturday. He lives right down the road. I said, come on, church. He's a church going, man. Yes, sir. Them old black folk down the road, they go to church. Yeah, they do. They got two churches right down there. They got one over here. Yes, sir. Them old black folk, they church going folk. Yeah. 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 Before you got here, were you a church goer?
Yes, sir.
Young man like you? Where? Yonkers, was it?
Rochester.
Rochester, New York. You know where he ended up at? He ended up in Florida. Thank God called him out of Florida. And for a long time he lived downtown in a motel with his mother. And one day I showed up. I didn't say much. I just said, only one bed? That far enough? They slept together. Now that don't mean they've done anything.
Amen.
But did he kick you out of bed any time? He never kicked you. Did he ever hold you? He never hugged you? Yeah. Well then he held you. Aren't you glad he held you?
Bless you, Jesus.
Hug somebody, you hold them. The Lord wants to give you a hug tonight. He wants to hold you. Wow! That's a little baby. Boy, look at that baby. Hello there, baby. Whoop. What you got?
Jesus straightway constrained his disciples to get into the ship.
Straightway constrained them. I don't know, Lord. It looks like a storm's brewing. Are you getting the ship? Well, the weather report says there's going to be a lot of waves. Now, you should get in the ship. I'm going to go up here and go and pray. Boy, when I talk like this, and you people don't have no perspective of what I'm saying, oh, I don't think Jesus done that. What did he have to constrain him for? The love of Christ constrained you. Why should he have to constrain you? Come on. Restrain. Hold on to you. You get in the ship, boys. You go to the other side. But there's a storm coming. There's tribulation coming. There's persecution coming. You should stay in the ship. Just stay in that ship. Glory be to God. If you're not going to shout, I am. You want to sit there like a bunch of peanut brains, carnally minded.
Thank you, Father.
I never tell you how Paul said, we're going to lose the ship. And we have. In just 1 year, 2 years' time now, where's half of the shipmates? Where are they? Why, even you weren't here the last 2 years. Oh, shipmate.
Jesus.
You went and took your little old lifeboat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you got a little old lifeboat. You can live my own life.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Because this is my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
How's your lifeboat doing? Hey, Robert, how's your lifeboat? You know what he told me today? I told him how you was a tough dude. I said, you would probably say you drop him. He said, nah, he just... he left. Robert used to be a tough guy in the Army.
Sure.
Hey, Robert, I remember you saying the phrase many times. I'll drop him, Brother Stair. I know I've been trained in the desert storm.
Glory.
You weren't even trained in New York. He trained in Desert Storm, boy.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Huh? He knows how to put a thing on you and kill you.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Hey, right, Robert? Is that what you've been putting on me? I won't die.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stay alive a while.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory.
My brother, when he was a prisoner, Terry will tell you.
Yeah.
Terry, could you sneak up to somebody and snap their head off?
That's right.
My brother, when he came home, he was out of his head. Because he was trained to come tiptoeing up behind a guy, put the piano wire over their head and go, shoo, the head would roll.
That was it.
Done it several times.
Yeah.
You ever do that, Terry? Thank God for that.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, can you imagine living with that?
Amen.
You know what my brother did one time? When he came home, he sometimes he just go crazy. Plane would fly over and he'd jump up. And one day he was sitting in a veterans administration, you know, checking his money, and a policeman, a motorcycle cop, pulled up out front with them leggings on it, and that's their boy. Started writing him a ticket for his car parked out there. My brother wouldn't pay tickets, so I already gave enough. He wouldn't pay it. And so he saw that cop writing a ticket, so he's getting up to go out, and the old fellow said to him, look there, I'll take care of him. I'll handle it. So he went out, approached the cop, and said, sir, he said, you don't want to put a ticket on this car. Why? Breaking the law.
Yeah,
but just, this fellow doesn't believe he has to pay a ticket. He's in the service, been in prisoner camp, weighed 90 pounds when he got out.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Mine all screwed up.
Yes,
and the old cop, he's not listening. But that time my brother walked out and he heard the cop say, these 10 bad soldiers come home and they think. Before he got out of his mouth, he lay on the ground. Just about dead.
Amen.
He pulled that. How many of you are close to the ground about dead?
Oh, my God.
Well, how does this apply to preaching? What does this mean, anything? The feast days, see, right now we're at the end of the last one.
Hallelujah.
The tabernacles.
Amen.
After tabernacle, we go into eternity.
Amen.
All right, I can just look at this. They don't even know. It's the last one.
Yeah.
It's the last feast.
Yeah.
And Jesus stood up at the Feast of Tabernacles and blew the horn.
Yeah.
Blew the trumpet.
Yeah.
So everyone that thirsts, come on to me.
Yeah.
And I'll give you life.
Yeah.
So he's doing that and he's blowing the last trump.
Yeah.
Hear the blessed Savior.
Calling thee of God.
Brother Timothy used to call these things dry runs.
Amen.
I guess too dry, huh?
Oh, bless you.
A dry run means a practice.
Amen.
The next week you got to come is going to be atonement.
Hallelujah.
And you don't want to miss it. How many times have we missed the atonement? God, we did not discern the Lord's body.
Right.
Communion. That's what's observed at atonement.
Amen.
Communion. They used to be called the Last Supper. You're preparing you for the Last Supper. Boy, you're not going to budge, are you? Your little intelligent mind, you go blah, 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 blah. Jesus said, as often. Now, I had a man one time tell me, we're supposed to take it every day. In fact, he was here one time. He still called me. His little old family's falling apart, just like yours and mine.
Amen.
Amen. I think it's time for me to go. If I don't stop soon, the whole house is going to go to sleep. How do you like that one? And he found them asleep.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Peter, John, come on, wake up. I got something I got to do over here, and I want y'all to watch me. Watch me.
Yes.
Okay, Lord. Come back the second time. Peter, you guys better watch me, because you're going to face this kind of a situation, and I'm going to show you how to overcome it. See, again, with that statement right there, you should have popped right out of your seat. See, he knew what was coming. See, I'm going to show you how to deal with it. Because Peter went to sleep, and they come to pick up Jesus. Peter grabbed his sword.
Yes.
Cut off the soldier's ear.
Oh, yes.
Getting ready to fight for Jesus.
Right.
And Jesus said, Peter, you put up that sword.
Amen.
This is my Father's will.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you how to go through it.
Yes.
And go through it, he did.
Glory.
On the third day,
yes,
he arose again.
Yes.
And because Peter didn't pay no attention, he wasn't there.
No.
Thank you for your mercy.
I still remember the Lord said to me one day, there's not a one of my apostles, not a one, was waiting for me.
Oh, Jesus.
When I came out of the tomb.
Glory, glory.
Not a one. I said, the Lord, why are you telling me that? Because I want you to make sure that there's somebody waiting for me.
Amen.
When I come. Oh, when he cometh.
When he cometh to make up his jewels.
Oh, yes.
His jewels, precious jewels, his love.
And then I said to him, well, suppose I can't. He said, you make sure you're watching.
All right.
If nobody else wants to watch, nobody else wants to get ready.
Amen.
But I got to go through death. Good. Now prepare for it.
Yes.
If a tree dies or a seed dries, it falls to the ground, it's got to die. So I'm going to fall on the ground.
Yes.
I got to die.
Yes.
And then I'm, boom!
Hallelujah.
Woo! If a man dies, shall he live again?
Amen.
I wish somebody gets saved around here. So the feast days are reminders. So we're coming up to a Passover here very soon. I think somewhere, what, February, March?
Uh-oh.
I haven't checked the dates yet, but it's, and we'll start talking about it.
Uh-oh.
And this could be your last Passover. Right here. So when the next one comes, we're going to pass over. Jesus said, you get in that ship and pass over to the other side. Well,
yes,
And then he came looking for them, and they were going in circles.
See,
I'm going to say it. He came to them walking on the sea, and he would have passed them by.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
Bless
him. Right.
Bless
him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He would have done it.
Urgent.
Oh, Jesus.
If it wouldn't have been for Peter,
amen,
he would have
Hallelujah.
Done it.
Right.
He's not receiving
amen.
This.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We watch him pass over people here. Just pass right over.
Amen.
How come you can sit here and you actually can see it and you to harden yourself? Almost passed you over.
Amen.
That guy right there.
Bless you.
I remember Dave Marotta preaching a message, she's not going to pass this way again.
Yeah.
I remember that. How many remembers it?
Amen.
I think it's in, I read it in the Bible the other day. All right, I got too many drowsy heads. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry while another. He's happy he's buying a prison now. Had a man walk up to me in the prison house and say, don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see him. And you folk, I tell that to you, and you just sit there.
My Lord.
Just a strange man. I appeared for that one time, never saw him again. And I wasn't the only one because the guard was with me. And this man looked up at me and said, don't tell me I don't know an angel when I see him. I never saw him again.
Yes,
and the guard said to me, who's he talking to? I said, I don't know. It was a surprise to me.
Amen. Yes.
No matter what I say, you folk are not impressed. When they took me to the talk on the phone, New York's finest, that was Charleston's finest. I was thrust into their hand and I was told to keep safe. They told me we were going to keep you for prison, not for jail. When you are convicted, you go to prison. If you're not yet convicted, you go to jail. And I was in a place with over 1,000 folk on their way to prison.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
They were all tried guilty on their way to prison.
Thank you, Father.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father.
I couldn't mingle with them.
Thank you, our Father.
I couldn't talk to them. They couldn't talk to me.
Thank you, Father.
If I don't do this, I'm going to lose sight of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
First, I was over there. Who hardly even knew I was over there?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
They took me down here and right away took me over to Charleston.
Glory.
I asked him, where you take me? He said, we're not going to tell you. They didn't want nobody to know where I was. They didn't want to tell me.
Thank you, Father.
And when they pulled me up from the thing, they wouldn't let me show nobody.
Thank you, God.
They wouldn't let me phone. And they'd sit there for a long time.
Thank you, God.
Before they booked me.
Thank you, God.
Finally, when they finally booked me, they said, now, you can make a call. Never mind.
Amen.
Boring you half to death, ain't I?
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the things I kept praying to God was, show me you favor me. Show these people you favor me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the next thing you had them guards favor me.
Yeah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
And they knew what my charges were. They had a copy of it.
Amen.
Jesus. Thank
At first, they were kind of tough.
Amen. Thank you, God.
when they first took me to make the phone call, they had shackles both on the legs and hands. And two guards on both sides.
Glory.
Took me to the place where I could talk on the phone. Because my daughter and Naomi had pressed through and found out he had on Sipes. Where we could, they could see, I could see her and she could see me. Poor thing. Look at my face. You poor thing. You're going to see his face.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to see it now. You don't see it now. He weeps.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
What this nation has done to Christianity took all the reality out of it. Made a fable out of it.
Amen.
Cunningly devised fable.
Amen.
Somebody died. Well, he's in a better place.
Glory.
And they told me he's in hell. Is that a better place? Everybody died doesn't go to heaven.
No.
In fact, today nobody dies goes to heaven.
Amen.
Nobody.
No.
Them people out there in that grave, they're not in heaven.
No.
They're in the grave.
Amen.
And they don't know where they're at.
No.
They don't know you. They don't remember you.
Amen.
They don't remember nothing.
No.
And then when Jesus comes, they get resurrected. They don't remember.
Yeah.
Hey! They remember he's not going to come again.
Yeah.
Look how good we say, woo, come up here. Wow! Wow! Hey, Brother Paul! Brother Paul!
Glory!
They still won't forget. Well, I need something to shout about. You do? You don't have something to shout about?
Yes.
You have nothing to praise the Lord for?
Yes.
How about this one? How about this one? He's here.
Yes, he is.
Where was you at?
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, he is. Glory, glory, glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Lord. Lord God. You know I don't fuss about money, but God has helped me to use money to show you how he favors me.
Yes, Lord. Glory God.
That money you gave, if I would have needed it, then you wouldn't have gave it. You don't give because of necessity.
Hallelujah.
You get it? You don't give out of necessity. The Bible says don't give out of necessity. Don't give because you need to give it or because I need it. Give because you just love giving.
Hallelujah.
For God loves cheerful giver. Yeah, the Bible actually says that. Don't give because of it. I need some money, brother. Don't give it. You're playing game with me again. How many folk even lives in there? Huh? All right. Necessity. Because somebody needs it. No, don't give for that reason. Most of churches, that's how they raise money. Most of the preachers, that's how they do it. I don't need your money to stay on the radio. I don't need it. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Hallelujah.
No, I don't.
Glory, glory. Glory, glory.
No, I don't. No, I don't. No, no, I don't. And if I let you help me, then you're really blessed. Now you can operate with the gift of help. But if you don't help me, I got a helper.
Yeah.
You'll help me.
Hallelujah.
Glory. You ever been in court? Can you picture a judge letting a guy like me go for just a court bond? And just let me go.
Oh, God.
I'll show you my charges.
Oh, God.
Yes, sir, boy. You're tough.
Oh, God. Jesus.
I got a lot of charges on me. The devil, he done wrapped up a bunch of stuff on me. He charged me with every kind of thing. And most of them guilty.
Right.
Yes, sir. I'm guilty of those charges.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
It put a lot of charges on me.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
God.
And the Lord put one on me, too. He said, I charge you. Before God.
Amen.
Who should judge the quick and the dead, and is the perish.
Hallelujah.
Here's your charges.
Amen.
You're not even as old as me.
I know. Glory.
And I can make more noise than you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
His father, those two or three, before I ever knew him, his father was, I don't know why he was so impressed with me. He heard me on the radio and getting told his boys about me. And they went to California. Mm-hmm. Then they came back home, and one day I went up there to Brother Hawkins. Brother
Lord.
And his father showed up. He looked at me, bright eyes.
Oh,
I was a prophet.
Yeah.
And they went home and died.
Yeah.
Wasn't long after that.
Amen.
Was it long after that?
3-4 months.
But that wasn't long after that. And he left me an inheritance.
Yes.
Two sons.
Amen.
And then little, what's her name? Boy, did I save her from the lion's mouth. Yeah. Yeah, Mark would say to me, he's not romancing her. You're a liar. I saved her from the lion's mouth. And I see, you're not. Come on, he talked to you every night. For a long time, he talked to you every night. Yeah, you. Hey, Ruth. Sister Ruth, you. He talked to you. Yeah, he did. Sweet talked to you. Boy, aren't you glad that I got in the way? See, when you came this time, he showed up. I should leave her alone. You folks don't like me, do you?
Hello.
Brother Patterson, will you come here, please?
Praise God. Praise you, Jesus.
I called you one day to observe something.
Yeah.
Did you see that over there?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
It was Mark went over to where Sister Ruth was sitting, and was sitting on top.
He was talking to Sister Lois.
Right.
Because that's getting him close to her.
Mm-hmm.
I saw right through it.
Yeah. Amen.
He wasn't going to go and just talk to her straight. But she was sitting across the Sister Lois, see there.
Right.
Hey. I said, look at that.
Yep.
That's it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. Amen.
Amen.
All I was doing was saving you. Can you imagine having Mark for a husband? Or a lover? Woo! And then, you know what they say to me? I wasn't doing that. You know when God catches you doing something, don't argue with him on it.
That's right.
He caught you in sin.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Boy, if I would tell you everything God told me about you, then you know what you would do? You'd say, yeah, but what I know about you? What do you know about me? I've been redeemed.
Yeah.
I've been washed in the blood. My name's written down. And I will boldly say, if you knew Jesus, you would know me. Because he's in me, he's in you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, a lot of times when I'm watching these things where police can arrest people, and they'll say to them, now just be honest with us. You have any drugs? No. Look, We know you have them. Just be honest with it. It'll go easier on you.
That's right.
But if you, you never see that? Come on, man. Caught you dead to right, and you try to, just be honest.
That's right.
What is it? Just be honest.
Amen.
Just provide things honest.
Amen.
That's all.
Hallelujah.
I am weak. Thou art strong. Just be honest. Just be honest. Just be honest. Provide things honest before God. Hallelujah. He loves honesty. He's honest with you. Yeah, he's very honest with you. You really can save me, Lord? Yeah, I'm honest. What about my sins? I took care of them. He's honest. Oh, how this church world don't like that. They don't like the preaching of grace. They love to preach that law. And I preach the law, but not the law of Moses. I'm a law keeper. I'm kept by the law. That law of God.
Thank you. Glory.
Boy, you folk, you're like a natural brute beast. You had that face so long. When I look
upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land, what a great glorious day that will be.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I love that story I tell you about holding the hand. What is it? Oh, yeah. The one that gives me all kind of trouble now. The one that won't even talk to me. You tell it. We were going down to the store to get some cookies. And she was holding my hand, my finger. Just my finger. The little hand would hold my finger. She was just running alongside, so excited. And she fell and turned loose my finger. Down she went, and her knees got all scratched. Daddy, I hurt myself, Daddy. I picked her up. I said, come on. She said, Daddy, you better hold my hand. See, she knew that if I held her hand, and she would stumble and fall, I'd hold her up. Jesus, hold my hand. And hand the other day financially, and I watched it. She didn't take it, so I called, and her husband, who I don't know, I think second or third husband, I don't know, he answered. I said, I sent some money to help you and my daughter. He said, she don't want your money, she don't want you to call her, contact with her. Well, the money came back. So the other day I sent some more money. And I watched. And I watched. And pretty soon it said, receive. They took it. That's because situations changed. The need for money is, jobs are being lost. Bills are piling up. Maybe that's the reason why God would like to reach out to you, because your sins are piling up. You can't pay the debt. No, none of you maybe you'll taste some truth.
Yes. Glory. Amen.
When he said you won't be able to pay that tax. And that's why he needs to make moves now. He won't be able to drive back and forth. Think about that, Sister Burgess. I told you that. You only, what, 70 miles away?
Yes.
They're going to have roadblocks. They're going to question, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you out so late? Let's see your papers. I was trying to tell you last night about Louisville. I never seen so many police in one place as I saw last night in Louisville. Shoulder to shoulder, lobbing their tear gas. Pushing the people back. Please. They're going to call out the police. We've heard it for years, a police state. Military law. Civil law will stop. Are you ready? The final judgment upon mankind.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord.
Isn't this something? Okay, shall we stand? You're not going to believe me. Why should I talk to you longer? Some of you stubborn heads. Oh, maybe nobody's with us again tonight, huh? Anybody listening out there? 843-538-1334. That phone will be rung. Come right here. I'm in the pulpit. I got about 50 people. After tabernacle is full. The rest are gone. Hello? Hello?
God bless you, Brother Smith.
What in the world? What's your name?
My name is the Lord, my soul went through. Yeah, I just want to thank the Lord. It's so good to me.
God bless you.
I just want to bless you with the saints.
God bless you. Aren't you ashamed? The thing that makes her so grateful is she's faithful.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And she's not even here listening, but she's out there listening. Amen. Out there in Wisconsin. Oh. Hello? Hello?
Greetings, Prophet.
You keep on, you're very persistent, are you, brother?
My sister, they're going to pull the plug on her tomorrow, sir.
You what?
They're going to pull the plug on my sister. She has the cancer, and they're going to take her off the respirator tomorrow.
So what's that concerned of you? Oh, I see. But you don't care for Jesus. You don't care for God's people.
I do, sir. I care.
Sure you do.
I really do. I care more, brother, sir. I do.
Hear that? Brother Best, you are a liar. You told me you were going to be down here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My girlfriend's father changed the name.
Oh, I see. Well, but your heavenly father didn't change the date.
Yeah. No, sir.
He had a date with you.
I want to say something to you, but
sure, everybody wants to say something to you. Man, you've called me almost every day for years, and you bawl and you squall and you cry, boo hoo. I told you what to do. Get down to the bus station, get a bus ticket. Now
that's what I want to tell you about, sir.
you want to tell me? And he began to make excuses. And somehow we think excuse is a reason. I've dealt with Brother Bess. He lives right up near you. Wicked! Wicked! And the wicked's going to be turned into hell. And New York is going to be turned into a hell. It's already pretty well there. Fire's all over the place. Got a faggot for a mayor. Yeah, he's a faggot. You didn't know that? And the police force will support him. And he's not even ashamed of it. Uh-huh. Can you imagine New York voting a faggot in?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes, right.
Men love darkness. Why would New York vote a faggot? Because there's so many faggots in New York. Everywhere you look. Both men and women. And it's glorified. It's magnified. Hey! America's cursed. I believe God will forgive a faggot. I believe God will forgive a homosexual. But these folks don't even want forgiveness. They don't even want it. They don't want justification. They want to justify themselves. Stop doing that! See how he wants to justify himself? For over 10 years. Can I talk to you, Brother Dare? No, I do the talking. You do the listening.
Amen.
Well, who do you think you are? Well, you better find out. Who's God think he is to talk to us like that? Why, it's God.
Amen.
Oh, I get it. So you think I'm saying I'm God, right?
No.
Boy, if I was God, I'd slap you down so hard. He's even doing that.
Amen.
Taking away all hope. The Apostle Paul said, when all hope that we should be saved is taken away.
Amen. That's it, yeah.
Glory.
What did he say then? You know what he said next? Don't even know. What a hopeless situation it was, huh? Some guy tried to jump ship. He said, "Nah, don't let them do that."
That's right.
He said, "We got to keep them all in the ship."
Amen.
Then they lost the ship anyway. The ship sank. Boy, you people are something. Yeah, the Apostle Paul says, "We're going to lose this ship." He said, "But they stood by me this night."
Amen.
An angel of the Lord, of who I am and whom I serve. And he said, Paul, he said, you got to stand before Caesar.
Yes.
Amen.
So if the ship goes down, you keep all these guys on board, and I'm going to save you, and I'll save everyone that's
here. Amen. Thank you.
Boy, oh boy.
Amen.
We take the word of God so lightly. There's somebody here believes God.
Amen.
If I don't believe God,
that's right.
Try it every day, every hour. You need somebody to believe God for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're not too good at your own believing.
Amen.
You need somebody who's going to believe you're going to be saved when you die.
Hallelujah.
Because you are going to die.
Amen.
Yeah. You ready to die tonight? Good. Just might be blessed.
Amen.
Sister William,
that's right,
got so sick. So I asked God not to let her die or keep her alive. Because I didn't want her to have to go through this terrible time. And one day she just died.
Praise the Lord.
Cheryl found her. Where'd you find her, Cheryl? In the bathroom, taking a poo-poo? And she just fell over and died.
Praise the Lord.
Well, she didn't die right away. Got a stroke. Put her in the bed. And I forget how many days before I went down to see her. I didn't go down to see her.
That's right.
I knew she was going to die. Call out that coroner. First time around, coroner said, bury her.
Amen. Yes. Praise God.
Now we'll bury her.
Be happy. Be free.
Hallelujah.
Last.
How many times she looked at you like that? Sister Williams, the one that marked our cemetery. Because God told me she would not be here during the tribulation. Well, should I answer it? Oh, boy. Hello? Hey, Rufus. You promised me you would not call anymore. Brother Rufus. Hey, Rufus, you promised you would not call anymore.
I'm tired of this level.
Well, it's none of my business. You chose your own way. No, you went back to New York too and got a woman, didn't you? You got her even before you went back. They prayed, but their prayer was too late. All the weeping and the wailing. Don't call. You do what I tell you, or you're going to be damned. Don't call no more. Never mind. If I try to tell you, I do that. And if somebody's got to believe for him.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
And the only one I know, see, that's why he's calling me.
Amen.
But he didn't listen to me.
Yes.
Amen. Is this the first time I told you not to go back to New York? Hello?
Say what once.
Huh?
Say what once.
Now things got so bad, now he's scared again, see? It was bad all along for him to be in New York. He rather boasts about being New York's finest when I'd like to make him God's finest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a soldier.
In the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier. In the army.
We need some trained ones.
Amen.
Trained soldiers.
Amen.
Ready for a fight.
Amen.
Not only ready for a fight, but ready to win.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. For we are more than conquerors. More. More. We can take on whatever. Yeah, well, see how dangerous me talking like this? Huh? See, you just don't get it. They can walk through that door tonight. Look how quiet you get. Would you talk like this if you were under that kind of a... Huh? All you got to do, some of you just... complain about me.
That's right.
That's all you gotta do, make a complaint. That's all you gotta do.
I'm good.
I didn't even tell you how to do it. My wife called almost 100 times. Sometimes right here. One time right here. Next day she called, they called me and said, emergency meeting downtown. Yeah. That kind of frightening. You'll be there at 9 o'clock, Mrs. Stair. When I got there, she had charged me with trying to kill her.
Amen.
Huh? Huh?
That's right.
Amen. Uh-huh. In fact, I was so scared I shoot his brother with me. Because I wasn't sure I was going to get back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure. Amen.
Oh, she said, what I did was, she was giving me trouble. She was playing the piano and she fussing at the people, and I told her to stop it. And she ran back in the back room and locked the door on me. So I tried to get in and talk to her, and she came out just raring. And I stood right here. I looked and I said, "Oh God, either save her or kill her."
True.
There's this fight, content going on.
Right.
So she went and told me I was trying to kill her.
Amen.
I still remember sitting in front of the magistrate. He said, "Mr. Darewood, what makes you think your husband's trying to kill you?" And she told him that story. He said, "Did you do that?" I said, "Sure." I said, "Sure." I said, "She was giving me so much trouble." And I said, "Lord, either save her or kill her."
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he killed her. Mm-hmm. She separated from us.
Dream. Dream.
Come on. That's a separation.
Yes.
Hmm? Physical death is separation from the body, from the spirit. Spiritual death is separating the soul from God. These people are dead. They're not part of us. They're separate.
Dream.
You keep on playing some of these folk and you're going farther and farther away to pretty soon he's going to go and sever it. Boy, he said, you get on that word, sever. Sever. Separate thee.
What? Sever the wicked from the just.
Sever the wicked from the just.
That's right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Dream, yes.
They speed the riddance of them. Listen, you folk will do the same thing. You, Rufus, huh? You went to say, I warned them many times. Now, the forgiveness part, that's no problem. But the restoration part, about the only way people like that's going to be restored is when God kills them. They ain't dying of faith. Because most of you folk who are alive, you ain't living the faith. And you're supposed to be getting ready to die in the faith. Is there anybody in this place at all?
Amen.
Is there anybody here that has spiritual understanding of what I'm doing? Anyone? Out here? Are you? Are you here? Lord bless you. We'll talk some more about the feast days if God will help me. Use an identity. We're going to have to identify one with or another, either God or Satan.